Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
You are listening to Instant Equity, Advanced Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Cazola. I'm Carrie Lutz. This is episode 38. Mike, we were reviewing some of the other systems out there today, and we came to the conclusion that they were really hope-based systems, whereas your system really deals in the real world, where you look at your profits first, and you don't have to hope that things are going to work out. So just elaborate on that, please.
Well, yeah, I had one of the guys that trained with me. He was telling me that he went to one of these big guys, you know, big name guys seminars, and what he found was that really what they're trying to get you to do is other people's money, buying places for $200,000. And making $20,000 profit. If the market goes up, they're showing you how to use the MLS. And, you know, I'm not going to name anyone in particular. I'm sure there's something to gain from any of the real estate guys. But the bottom line is it's a hope-based system, meaning you just hope that you buy a property and things work out. I mean, to me, that's the wrong way to go about it. The idea is to buy your property so far under market value that if it's not an absolute smoking deal, you simply don't buy it. And rather than going after the $200,000, $300,000, properties to make $20,000, people that are just starting out should be looking at these properties that you can own for just a few thousand dollars, which might sound like that would be impossible or hard to do, but you got to know real estate, it was devastated just a couple years ago, and we're just starting to come back now. But it doesn't matter what happens with the economy, if it skyrockets, if it stays stagnant, or if it goes up a little bit like it has been lately. It doesn't really matter what happens with the economy because your money's made on the buy. That's why this is not a hope-based system. It's a system based on strategies and techniques, which are fully transferable.
So if you're like a young family, you know, or husband and wife, and you're thinking of having a family, how do you like go out and buy a house not on the hope-based system here, Mike? What are you supposed to do?
Well, if you're just starting out like a lot of folks are, you know, you might only have $4,000 or $5,000 put away. And a lot of people would tell you that that's not enough money to get started in real estate. But the truth is, you know, there's lots out there. You know, I know lots don't seem real attractive and they don't seem like, well, yeah, it's just a piece of dirt. But you got to know during the boom, a lot of these lots in South Florida were going for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. And you can buy them right now for $2,000, $3,000. I mean, just on Tuesday, you know, the tax sale right here is every single Tuesday. So you can find some great deals for less than $3,000. And it doesn't mean you're going to turn around and sell it for the $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. That would be ridiculous. But, you know, you make a couple thousand on one deal, you move on to the next. You work your way up. You know, now, just like, you know, one of my students, he was just telling me that, you know, he spent less than $7,000 on a lot, which he flipped a few before he ever spent $7,000 on a lot, but then sold it for $12,500. Well, now that you get that $12,500 back, now you can start, you know, you make a little bit of profits. You start now with low-end houses or condos or duplexes. You know, you start on the low end. You got to remember, you got to take the emotion out of this. You don't buy properties like you're going to live in them. You buy them like it's a business. You buy them based on the equity potential, meaning how far undervalue are you going to buy a property? Well, the farther you buy it undervalue, the more attractive it becomes. As long as you can remove your own emotion from it and understand that this is a business. It's not what you would live in, or it's not where you would want to own a piece of land. It's not about that. It's about getting it so far under market value based on the current market value.
So really, when you're buying undervalue, you don't have to hope that the market's going to go up. You don't have to hope that that interest rates are going to stay low and hope that the right people are going to come around and pay you more than it's worth. It takes a lot of the hope out of the equation.
That's right. And you know what? That's why during the real estate crash, so that's why just a handful of years ago, so many people got wiped out because they were looking at buying real estate like, let me see what happens in the future. Let me hope that the market continues on an increase. Where, you know, I understand some of the markets were completely unattainable to be able to get a great price on during the highest peak of the market. I understand it was hard in certain areas to get great deals. But that's why you look outside of those areas. You look at areas that are more stable, more blue collar. You know, during the real estate boom, when things were just astronomical, I was buying in a lot of the blue collar areas just because I could still get a great deal. I could still get good cash flow. I could still resell them for a profit. And the reason I was able to get them for a great deal is because I did exactly what I show you guys how to do, which is make your money on the buy, not make it on the sell hoping things will go up. Because there's properties you can buy right now in amazing areas at very good prices. And you know what? Make it on the buy. That way, what if the market hiccups a little bit? What if it goes down? What if, you know, people say, what about a double dip? Well, I'm not worried about a double dip because I'm looking to buy my properties way under value. So when I do buy them, I don't have to worry about these little hiccups or these little tiny micro market changes. With real estate, it always goes up in the long run.
Yeah. And, you know, when I got involved and took your system, the thing that made me the most nervous was valuation. How do I figure out exactly what my property is worth or the property that I'm bidding on, even after I inspected it? And over time, it just became a very natural process. But I understand the hope that I'm buying this at the right price, hope that I'm not paying too much. But I think that's just something that comes over time and experience.
That's right. And, you know, I devoted two chapters to my last book about this because, you know, with the public records, with the ability to do such an amazing search online, you don't have to go to the courthouse. You don't have to pull these records. You don't have to drive around neighborhoods aimlessly. What's amazing is you're actually able to do an analysis. You're able to go online. You're able to see exactly what places that are comparable. So if the subject property that you're looking at bidding on is built in 2007, it's three bedrooms, it's two baths, it's 1,500 square feet. What you want to do is you want to find another house built around the same time, another three bedroom, two bath, around 1,500 square feet. And what the amazing thing about the power of the internet, and even in my free training series, I show you guys how to use the power of the internet to find these things out. But the idea is you find out exactly what things are selling for, how long ago they sold for, how comparable of a property is it. But not only that, you see what is for sale at any given time, what's available on the market. Now, understand, people can ask anything they want for a property. So, but you want to see patterns. If you're looking at a certain neighborhood and you see that within 2 miles, nothing is available for sale, and you see that properties sold for 20, 25, 30% higher than what you're able to buy a specific property for, that may be a good deal because there's not a lot available on the market. But at the same time, you're seeing proof, absolute proof that a like property has sold for whatever your goals are. You know, some people say, Mike, I'm happy if I can make a 10% return. I have several hundred thousand dollars sitting in the bank. It's doing nothing for me. If I could buy a property and I could be sure that I'd make at least 10 to 15%, that's a good deal for me. You know, to me personally, I want to know that I'm going to make at least 25, 30% on the deal. Otherwise, I'm not really interested. But some people that have a lot of cash just sitting there on the sidelines, they may be a lot more conservative. Some people that really just don't have a lot of cash, they may be a lot more aggressive, meaning they only want to tie up those limited funds they have if they know they're going to make 40, 50% on their money. Now, you're going to have a harder time finding deals at 40, 50% equity, but they're out there. If you're willing to either, you're going to put up sweat equity or you're going to put up more money. So the better deal you want to get, the more sweat equity it's going to cost you, which, see, to me, you pay one end or you pay the other. You either pay through your time or you pay financially. If you want to just find really good deals and you don't want to spend a lot of time, you're going to, you know, 25, 30%, that's reasonable. But if you just want to buy really conservative deals in really good neighborhoods, you could tie up as much cash as you want and you go for the return that you're looking to get, but always buy under value. And I show you exactly how to do that.
Yeah, and that really is the key. That gives you the margin of safety because that way when you're buying under value, if things go wrong, you've got that margin of safety protecting you so you're not losing money.
That's right, because, you know, owning real estate is not about being able to brag to your friends and telling them, you know, I own this property, I own that property. You know, if you want to be a real estate investor, you do it because you love it, because it's fun, it's an exciting business. You know, it's almost like a game to me. I love buying properties, I love selling properties, but I love making money. So it, to me, I enjoy this so much. I mean, I love when I see a brand new student, someone with no experience, they're able to go through my course, they're able to spend a day with me live, which I include. When you own my course, you get to spend a day with me. I mean, I don't know another real estate guy out there that would personally train his people just from owning his system, because I don't sell a box of DVDs. What you're getting is you get a year of my support. You get a year of my weekly video trainings. You get a day with me live. The discs, that's just a supplement. So you don't look at it like you're buying a box of DVDs. That's just a bonus that I award you. You're spending money for my personal training, to train with me live, to have a year of my ongoing video support. But that's why my students are successful. You know, I take pride in the fact that my students are able to do exactly what I do, because they're not my students after they train with me. They become my peers, and I love seeing them do exactly what I showed them how to do.
Yeah, got to be a very satisfying feeling when that happens. And Mike, your free video series, email address, so if you want to get in touch with Mike, how do they do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I love getting emails. I get emails from you listeners all the time. And, you know, when I make a show, and, you know, you can see, I think we're on either 38 or 39, but every time we do a show, I love basing it on all the questions I get. So, you know, when I see a number of questions that are the exact same thing, I love making a show about that. So if you want to send me a question, go right ahead. I mean, of course, I can't cater to each individual because I have so many students that I'm already dedicated to. But if you own my system, you're already on my year of support. You know, I always make sure I get back to my students. But if you want to just send me a question and maybe I'll do a radio show about it, it's mike@teachmemike.com. Now, if you just want to check out my free video series and you want to see exactly, you know, how you can get started, you know, how do you open your bidder account? How does the auction process work? You know, how does it work online? How does it work? You know, these are all things that I show you how to do. You can just go to teachmemike.com. You enter just your first name and your email address, and it's all right there for you. Once you do that, you'll start to get my free video series immediately to your inbox.
All right. And please subscribe to the podcast if you enjoy it. You get it delivered to you automatically each week. And just go to the iTunes store, type in Real Estate Investing That Works or Instant Equity or Mike Gazzola, and just hit the subscribe button and it comes to you automatically. And we'll talk to you next time.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.